Donatello's orange.
No, Donatello's Michael. Or wait, I gotta think about this. No, Raphael's the orange.
Raphael's red, right. Bro.
Oh wait, no, he's the red one. Oh fuck.
Did Splinter have a color?
No.
He's a fucking rat. He gets nothing.
He used to be human.
Depends on what version you're thinking about. Let's be honest here.
I don't know anything about the different versions.
The movies and the cartoon differ greatly, Kyle. I want you to know that.
What about that dude with the mask?
Yeah, Leonardo's blue. I know that. Raphael is red. Michelangelo is orange, like I said.
Okay,
and Donatello is purple.
Donatello's purple one.
See, Leonardo, the courageous leader and devoted student of martial arts. Leonardo wears a blue mask and wields two katana. He is the oldest of the four and the most skilled fighter of the turtles.
Which one is Leonardo, the party dude?
Dude, Raphael, are you kidding me? Okay, dude. Do you even know their weapons?
No.
Leonardo, blue, swords. Raphael, red, party guy. He's got the little trident, mini Chucks. Trident things.
No. Party guy was orange. He had the nunchucks.
No.
Size.
Yes, he did. I know that for sure.
No.
Raphael was the angsty one. He had the size.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Raphael, the red one, had the size.
No, you said party dude had the size.
Yeah.
No, party dude was Donatello, and he had nunchucks. I would bet good money on this.
No, party dude is Michelangelo. He's orange, and he had the nunchucks.
Yeah, that's
who
what
did
I'm
machines?
No, you said
Donatello.
You said party. You said the party guy was somebody else, and you said he was a different color. You're wrong. Let me finish reading the Wikipedia here. Raphael, the team's bad... See, there's a party boy and a bad boy, I forgot. Nerd,
Raphael's the bad boy.
There's nerd, party boy, bad boy, and leader. Leonardo's the leader. Raphael's a bad boy. Raphael wears a red mask and wields a pair of sai. He has an aggressive nature and seldom hesitates to throw the first punch. He is an intense fighter. He would usually speak in a Brooklyn accent. His personality can be alternately fierce and sarcastic, and sometimes delivers deadpan humor. Still, he is intensely loyal to his brothers and sensei. Raphael is good friends with Casey Jones.
Yeah, Casey Jones is the cool dude.
No, I always hate Casey Jones. He's a fag. He's a human. I don't give a shit about a human fighting. I'm about the fucking turtles, dude. Michelangelo, Mike or Mikey, easygoing and free-spirited. Michelangelo wears an orange mask and wields a pair of nunchaku. Michelangelo provides much of the comic relief. Most of the time, he is the youngest of the four turtles.
Most of the time. I am feeling a little older than I guess.
While he loves to relax and eat pizza, this turtle also has an adventurous and creative side. He's something of the, quote, surfer, quote, boy, speaking usually in a Southern Californian accent. He is named... Yeah, blah, blah, blah. His name was originally misspelled by the creators.
As what?
No, Michelangelo.
He didn't exist yet.
Because they're intending to name him after Michelangelo, and they just misspelled the old Michelangelo's name, and then changed it later. Because, like, no, we want his name to be correct. Donatello, Don, or Donnie. The knowledgeable scientist, inventor, engineer, and technological genius. Donatello wears a purple mask and wields the bow staff. Donatello is perhaps the least violent turtle, preferring to use his knowledge to solve conflicts.
Doesn't that knowledge usually involve, like, making weapons?
Pizza machines.
Lasers? Donatello is perhaps the least violent turtle. How did you guys...
Does it say anything about his age if he's sometimes the oldest?
Oh. No, Leonardo is the oldest.
Does it say how he got to be a technological genius?
Determination.
Splinter. Inner city pride.
Splinter is a Japanese mutant rat who learned the ways of ninjutsu from his owner and master, Hamato Yoshi. In the 1987 TV series and Archie comic series, Splinter was
hey, Archie.
Mutated into
What's
a rat.
What's going on in these sewers?
I remember that. Yeah. Because there's different mythology. In some of the mythology, Splinter was the pet of Hamato Yoshi. And then in one of the TV series, Splinter was Hamato Yoshi himself mutated into a rat. Shredder, a villainous ninjutsu master called Orokusaki.
Oh, wait. Before we get too much further, Cal, are you Bebop or Rocksteady? And by default, that would make me the other one. I'll let you decide.
Bebop and Rocksteady?
Bebop
are you kidding?
And Rocksteady.
I'm both of them. Get the fuck out of
which
here.
Which one had the stunner shades?
Brandon, you're April O'Neil. And Kyle, you're the pizza that gets eaten.
That's not cool. Who's Hey, I'm Bebop, and this is my associate Rocksteady. We're here to bust your kneecaps open. Please open wide. That's all. That's.
They're very polite. I didn't realize that. I'm sorry,
you
but I
get
wouldn't
more
mess
flies, honey.
Face.
But how do you? What about this picture? This is Brandon right there.
That's how exactly it looks.
Hey, I'm gonna help you take this tire off real quick. Get you on your
very
way.
Very helpful. Very helpful.
Bebop and Rocksteady wasn't originally in like the comic. They first appeared in the television show.
Dude, let's talk about Street Sharks next.
Wait, which one's okay? Rocksteady's the rhino and Bebop's the pig.
Boar.
Dude, I don't know which one. Which one would I be? Fuck.
Rocksteady had the stunner shades.
He had what?
The stunner shades.
No, Bebop had the shades. He the pig with his.
Oh yeah, you're right, Bebop. Okay.
Yeah. My favorite
Steady because he looks like the black one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he's actually tougher. Like Bebop looks a bit too much like a hipster with this vest that he's wearing. So I'd be the Rhino. I'd be Rocksteady.
My favorite things from the show weren't even characters. They were the Mousers. I had like tons of them as a kid, and I thought they were the coolest thing ever. The little robots with the jaws. Here, let me find a picture.
You're retarded.
There's a bunch of pictures of dogs when I typed in Mousers.
But let's talk about Street Sharks next, because I like Street Sharks, because I had autism when I was little.
Yeah, apparently. It's... For kids who can
Bebop, Bebop used to be a taller African-American man with a purple mohawk.
Inner city pride. Why isn't he a technological genius? Ripster. John is the smartest and oldest of the four brothers and enjoys creating inventions, taking up most of his knowledge and skills from his father. He's an avid pool player. In the first episode of the show, he rides a motorbike. When he transforms into Ripster, he becomes a great white shark with teeth that can chew through steel.
Oh, sorry. My favorite was Baxter Stockman because he made the Mousers. That was my logic as a kid. Like, well, if he made them, he's got to be a pretty cool dude. And he's a
Jab.
Insect, so it's pretty neat.
Clint's defining characteristic is that he is the lazy brother, but one of his hobbies is boxing. He appears to have some talent with mechanics, and he uses a jetpack in the first episode.
What are you talking about?
When he transforms
just started
the
talking,
jab,
I don't
think... he becomes a hammerhead shark.
What are you talking about? You just started talking, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Talking about Street Sharks. Which is...
Who cares about Street
It's like,
Sharks?
It's exactly the same as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, Biker Mice from Mars is.
Okay, that's true, but what about Cowboys of Mombasa?
No, their whole gimmick was, ew, I hate pizza.
I know.
They were all about, like, burgers or
that's
something.
That's wrong.
No, Street Sharks hated pizza, too. It says, as a nod towards the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, who are well-known to love pizza, Street Shark's disdain for pizza can be seen in Episode 2, Shark Bite, when Lena's offer to go get pizza was met with groans of disgust.
I only eat hot dogs.
I only eat newspapers. One of the characters' favorite catchphrases was Jawsome, and their food consists of hamburgers, hot dogs, and french fries. What a great world we live in. It turned into... They also were mutants. Were the biker mice from Mars mutants?
Sure. No, they were aliens.
No, listen, here we go. Shut up, I'm at it. On the planet Mars, there existed a race of anthropomorphic mice who enjoyed motorsports and had a very similar culture and society to that of human beings.
Enjoyed motors.
It's on sentence one.
You know what? I enjoy motorsports.
Look at how general this is. At some point in time, they were all... wiped out by the Plutarchians, an alien race of obese, foul-smelling, fish-like humanoids who exploit other planets for natural resources because they have wasted all of their own. We wrote this. We fucking wrote this.
Okay, get to the characters. We gotta compare and contrast. We gotta make a chart.
The survivors, Throttle, Moto, and Vinny, managed to find a spaceship and escape the Plutarchian takeover. Hold on. But they are soon shot down by a Plutarchian warship and end up crash landing on Earth in the city of Chicago. Oh shit, I didn't even know it took place in Chicago.
I knew that.
There they meet a charming female mechanic named Charlene Charlie Davis.